Our Jeff West locker room chat continues tonight. High school basketball is upon us. Tigers boys coach Joe Smith joining us here. Always a pleasure, coach, to catch up, and now we're ready for a new year. Different kind of roster construction. We're going to talk about a few players here in a moment, but we were talking a little bit off air. You were waiting for it to get here in November. Now we're here, and it's like, do we have enough time? You know, it comes up on you quick, and you feel like you still got room to improve and get things going, but I'm just sure you guys are all excited to get on the floor Friday night when you take on Valley Falls.
Absolutely. And like I said, you look forward to basketball season coming, and then once it gets here and games sneak up on you, I think all coaches are pretty, you know, a little antsy, just, you know, wanting to know what their guys are going to do or who's going to perform and, you know, what will work and what won't work. So, you know, I'm glad it's here, but also a little bit of nerves kicking in as well.
Yeah, you got some key returners back and some new players in here, which we'll get your thoughts on in a moment. But I really like Jason Payne. I think he's a solid player for you, a returning starter in the post. And, you know, he's got good size, good athleticism. You know, Max Tuck's another kid that's played some time and only a junior this season. You know, I guess we'll start with those two key guys coming back and kind of the expectations for them.
Absolutely. So Jason is our lone senior. And, you know, he's been a varsity contributor for the last 4 years. So, you know, he kind of knows what to expect. He knows what I expect, and he's kind of just kind of stepped right into that leadership role kind of seamlessly, honestly. So, you know, he's taken it upon himself to be a leader and kind of lead these guys and get everybody on the same page. But, you know, his length and his athleticism is huge for us, and we kind of base everything that we do, you know, defensively off of him, just because we can, you know, use him in so many different ways. And he's our biggest player, but he's not necessarily a post player. So I think just him being kind of that little Swiss Army knife for us, you know, kind of gives us a different dynamic.
And you
then
got
Max Tuck, he earned some, you know, really stepped up and earned some minutes last year and even started a couple games for us. So, you know, just his toughness and, you know, his ability to get hot and knock some shots down. I think, you know, starting with those two returners is definitely, a good starting place for us.
Yeah, and you got some fresh faces in here as well. How about the Jeff West football team, man? They had a tremendous season, made a deep run in the playoffs, and a big part of that was the combination of Brody and Brixton Schwinn. Of course, Coach Schwinn taking over, bringing his kids along, and now you're going to see him on the basketball floor. I'll start with Brody. Big kid, good wide receiver. I think you're excited about what he brings to your team here as he'll step on the floor for you here in 25 and 26.
For sure. And, you know, the football had a tremendous year turnaround, and that was a lot of fun to watch. And a lot of that joy and excitement and, you know, kind of that attitude that started in football has already kind of, you know, transferred over from those same guys into basketball. So, you know, it's crazy, you know, the difference that a year can make, and also the difference that, you know, coming into a season from a winning season makes on, you know, just the attitude and the temperament that the guys come into practice with. But, you know, Brody, for sure, he's been fun to get to know and to watch and to play. And, you know, even in these first 2 weeks of practice, to just kind of see him, you know, grow into the role that he'll have with us has been really good, and kind of similar to Jason in the fact that, you know, being able to use him in a bunch of different ways, you know, on the ball, off the ball, in the post, and then defensively, similar to Jason also in the fact that, you know, just able to be that Swiss Army knife that, you know, does a little bit of everything.
One more player real quick. You got a transfer in from Highland Park. The Scots, usually a powerhouse and a very good team at the 5A level. You get a transfer in from Highland Park. What can you tell us about him and kind of putting him into the rotation?
So, we actually had our jamboree last night. So last night was kind of my first time being able to see, see our guys against somebody other than ourselves in practice. And, you know, we did a lot of good things well. And we also, you know, got a couple things to clean up these next few days. But, Dash, the transfer kid from Highland Park is, kind of what you would expect from, you know, most Highland Park caliber kids. You know, he's, a really athletic player, high energy player. He, you know, does a lot defensively, which I was impressed with the first time that I saw him play. Defensively, he really locks in, and, you know, he's probably the biggest surprise for him is his playmaking ability. You know, he very unselfish kid, very good coachable kid, and, you know, even in our jamboree last night, you know, he's just always looking to kind of make guys around him better, and, you know, just trying to fit in and buy into what it is we do and how we're trying to play it at Highland Park, but definitely adds a huge dynamic to our team that we haven't had since I've been there.
Finally, Coach, first few games of the year against Northeast Kansas League opponents. It starts Friday night against Valley Falls, and they have high expectations. They were very good, made a run in the state tournament last year. They got two really good players, Cervantes and Carney, back. You know, they actually lost. They played Troy on Tuesday night. They came away with a loss there. But this Valley Falls team, they're always good, and they're going to be in the mix. What do you want to see from your team and kind of the expectations in the opener on Friday against the Dragons?
Big thing is, and first for Valley, you know, they are always a really good team and a well-coached team, and Caleb does a great job over there with that group. You know, I was able to watch some of the game last night and just to kind of see, you know, what they were doing, and I'll be able to kind of break down some film here in a little bit. But, you know, going into the game for us, I just want to see us be disciplined, and that's kind of been a big thing, you know, a big talking point for me this year is just being disciplined on offense, you know, not getting a shot for whoever has the ball, but I mean, just working stuff around and just having equal opportunity, offensive possessions for everybody. And then defensively being disciplined. I mean, we work on, we have some segments through practice where we work on some stuff that might be boring, but I mean, it can cost you a game at the end. So I mean, just little stuff like, you know, quality closeouts and, you know, guarding without fouling. So that's the stuff that I'm looking for, not necessarily the scoring or the fun stuff that people see, but
right.
I want to see how well we can do the little things that ultimately help you win basketball games.
There it is. Great stuff as always. Tigers boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us. Jeff West opening the season Friday night at home against Valley Falls. Coach, thanks as always for the time. We're excited to get this season going, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.